Good morning, and welcome to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry brought to you by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. The first broadcast of the Word of Grace took place on January 28, 1969, with the founding minister, the Reverend Donald Campbell. We are now entering into our 51st year. We are grateful to God for the comfort and inspiration which so many have received from the broadcast over the years. Financial support for our radio ministry comes from listeners throughout Eastern Townships and beyond. We are grateful for the faithful support we have received. It is especially helpful to receive donations over the course of the year. Memorial donations given in memory of deceased relatives and friends may be made at any time. Our prayerful hope and expectation is that the broadcast will continue to be heard well into the future. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. Remember also that you can access the program at any time on the website of CJMQ, www.cjmq.fm.
Welcome to this broadcast of the Word of Grace. My name is Nigel Parker, Minister of St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church, Sherbrooke, and I'm so pleased that you're listening to this broadcast. Last week, I was at the General Assembly of the Presbyterian Church in Canada in Halifax, Nova Scotia. The Reverend Mary Fontaine was appointed as the moderator of the Presbyterian Church, the first Indigenous woman to be appointed to the office. I mention this because today, the 18th of June, is observed as Indigenous Sunday among the churches, this being the closest Sunday to the 21st of June, National Indigenous Day. But, as the third Sunday in June, it's also Father's Day.
Faith of our fathers living still, in spite of dungeon, fire and sword. Oh, how our hearts beat high with joy whenever we hear that glorious word. Faith of our fathers, holy faith, we will be true to thee till death. Faith of our fathers, holy faith, we will be true to thee till death. Faith of our fathers, God's great power shall soon all nations win for thee. And through the truth that comes from God, mankind shall then be truly free. Faith of our fathers, holy faith, we will be true to thee till death. Faith of our fathers, holy faith, we will be true to thee till death. Faith of our fathers we will love, both friend and foe in all our strife, and preach thee too as love knows how, by kindly words and virtuous life. Faith of our fathers, holy faith, we will be true to thee till death. Faith of our fathers, holy faith, we will be true to thee till death.
Let us pray. Creator God, you have made a world of such amazing diversity, with unique living things that we cannot number. We praise you for such wonder, for you've created such amazing diversity in humankind through culture and language, custom and community, expressed in so much creativity and compassion. We praise you for such wonder. But in Jesus Christ, you show us how much you love your creation and how we can live by your love. By the power of your Spirit, give us new eyes to behold the wonders you've made and teach us how to love your creation with humble, grateful hearts. Creator God, the diversity in your creation amazes us, but we confess we often prefer what seems familiar. We'd like everyone to speak our language. We wish others held our values and shared our customs. We fail to see how our own preferences affect others and the earth itself in harmful ways. Forgive our easy assumptions and teach us to listen to the stories others tell with open minds and hearts. The prophet Micah declared that God requires three things of us: to do justice, to love kindness, and walk humbly with our God. To all who seek reconciliation with God and neighbor in kindness and humility, God offers forgiveness and peace, not by virtue of our own goodness, but by virtue of what Jesus Christ has done for us on the cross. The peace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with us all. Help us, Lord, discern your wisdom in the Scriptures, that we may follow Christ, your living word. Amen. A reading from Genesis chapter 18, beginning at verse 1, and then going to chapter 21 and verse 1. The Lord appears to Abraham. The Lord appeared to Abraham near the great trees of Mamre, while he was sitting at the entrance to his tent in the heat of the day. Abraham looked up and saw three men standing nearby. When he saw them, he hurried from the entrance of his tent to meet them and bowed down low to the ground. He said, "If I have found favour in your eyes, my lord, do not pass your servant by. Let a little water be brought, and then you may all wash your feet and rest under this tree. Let me get you something to eat, so you can be refreshed and then go on your way, now that you have come to your servant." "Very well," they answered, "do as you say." And the story goes on to show that the visitors were actually ambassadors from heaven, in some sense the presence of God himself come to them, and they brought the promise that Sarai, old as she was, would bear a child. In other words, Abraham was going to be a father. And then in chapter 21 the story continues, "Now the Lord was gracious to Sarah as he had said, and the Lord did for Sarah as he had promised. Sarah became pregnant and bore a son to Abraham in his old age, at the very time God had promised him. Abraham gave him the name Isaac to the son Sarah bore him. And when his son Isaac was 8 days old, Abraham circumcised him as God commanded him. Abraham was 100 years old when his son Isaac was born to him." And Sarah said, "God has brought me laughter, and everyone who hears about this will laugh with me." And she added, "Who would have said to Abraham that Sarah would nurse children? Yet I have borne him a son in his old age."
Lord, Father, we are through.
from Matthew chapter 9 and verse 35. Jesus went through all the towns and villages, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom and healing every disease and illness. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them, because they were harassed and helpless like sheep without a shepherd. And then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field." Jesus called his 12 disciples to him and gave them authority to drive out impure spirits and to heal every disease and illness. These 12 Jesus sent out with the following instructions: "Do not go out amongst the Gentiles or enter any town of the Samaritans. Go rather to the lost sheep of Israel. As you go, proclaim this message: the kingdom of heaven has come near. Heal those who are ill, raise the dead, cleanse those who have leprosy, drive out demons. Freely you have received, freely give." Amen. So Jesus sends out his 12 disciples to preach the gospel and heal the sick, and he instructs them to stay in any town that welcomes them. But if they're not welcomed, if they are refused hospitality, then they're to leave, shaking the dust off their feet to symbolically dissociate themselves from the town. And says Jesus, "Truly I tell you, it will be more tolerable for Sodom and Gomorrah on the day of judgment than for that town." Why Sodom and Gomorrah? Because they are the archetypal image of the town that failed to offer hospitality to the stranger. And in refusing hospitality to the stranger, they're refusing hospitality to God. Many of the laws given in the days of Moses related to the need to behave hospitably to both neighbour and stranger. In our day, hospitality is either an industry or something that we offer to friends and those we need to impress. It's not something we would usually go out of our way to offer to strangers. Now, there are exceptions in special circumstances. And sometimes our nation has even shown it on a grand scale. And so there's been a wonderful welcome for Ukrainians in these past months. But we've struggled to be as responsive in other situations like Afghanistan or Iraq. Perhaps if we treated the disciples of Jesus like that, they would have given them every reason to shake the dust off their feet or scratch their names from the maps and leave us to a fate worse than Sodom and Gomorrah. Abraham was the model of extravagant hospitality when the three strangers came his way in our first reading. And this story of the three strangers is the basis for the depiction of them as the Holy Trinity. Abraham begged for them to stay, offered them baths, baked cakes, and killed the fatted calf. They had been just passing through, but Abraham pleaded for the opportunity to offer them hospitality. And you can perhaps imagine what a different world we would live in if everyone was that eager to offer hospitality to one another. If instead of regarding every stranger as a potential invader, as a suspicious threat to our property, our safety and our happiness, we regarded them as messengers of God, as people in whose very strangeness there is the promise of new insights, new learning, new wisdom to be shared. If only we would make them welcome and hold them long enough over good food and wine and conversation to discover the riches they bring. What a wonderful world it would be. And perhaps there are lessons to be learned in that, in how indigenous communities have been treated. This has been their land, and yet have we made them welcome, even as they made us welcome, or at least our forebears welcome? The ultimate in hospitality is seen in Jesus Christ. In Jesus, we see hospitality embraces not just neighbour and not just stranger, but even enemies. And we see a hospitality that goes way beyond offering a bath and good food and wine. For Jesus offers his own self, his own life. Jesus goes even as far as death to ensure that we know that we are loved and welcome to the banqueting table of heaven. He could have shut up and saved his life, but no, he went on touching the untouchable, loving the unlovable, including the outcast, and proclaiming God's extravagant welcome to the poor and the broken and the left out. It cost him his life, but he wasn't going to let that get in the way of welcoming us to his table. You could imagine that someone might give up their life for someone really special, someone who'd really earned it through their extraordinary goodness. But God proved his love for us in this, that while we were still sinners, while we had done nothing to deserve any special favours, Christ died for us. God's offer of hospitality knows no limits. You and I and everyone, regardless of who we are or what we have done, are embraced in the love of God and invited by an eager host to share in the bread of life and the wine of the kingdom, and to stand at the table with the strangers to our left and our right, who may not be just our brother and sister in Christ, but may, if we will embrace what they have to say, be the very messengers of heaven, bearing good news to all.
He left the splendor of heaven, knowing his destiny was the lonely hill of Golgotha, there to lay down his life for me. And if that isn't love, in the ocean is dry, there's no stars in the sky, and the little sparrows can fly. A thief hanging by his side. Then he spoke of love and compassion, and he took him to paradise. And if that
Let us pray. We give you all thanks and praise, God, for your love has been poured into our hearts through your Holy Spirit given to us. Nothing is too wonderful for you, and with a word you brought all creation to birth. You revealed yourself to our forebears, Abraham and Sarah, and promised them the fruit of their withered dreams. The fulfillment of all your promises came in your Son Jesus, who revealed your compassion for the people, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom and healing the sick and broken of all that afflicted them. In the fullness of love, he gave his life for us while we were yet lost in our sin, but you raised him from the dead, and now through our faith in him, you justify us and give us access to grace. Thank you, Lord. We pray for Indigenous communities across this land and around the world. We thank you for Indigenous leaders who lead and advocate for the needs of their people. Bring healing to those who confront painful experiences and build bridges of understanding among us all. May your justice prevail so that Indigenous communities may have the resources needed to thrive and receive respect for the decisions they make. Teach the wider church what can be learned from these communities and deepen the bonds of faithful friendship we can share with one another. God of healing and hope, we thank you for your faithfulness to us in all situations, and we pray for all those who are ill or in pain, for the anxious and discouraged, for those facing death or the loss of someone dearly beloved, and for those struggling to make ends meet in these uncertain times. Let us praise God for those fathers who have striven to balance the demands of work and marriage and children with an honest awareness of both joy and sacrifice. Let us praise those fathers who, lacking a good model for a father themselves, have worked to become themselves a worthy and virtuous father. Let us honour those fathers who, by their own account, were not always there for their children, but who continue to offer those children now grown their love and support. And as well, let us pray for those fathers who have been wounded by words and actions of their children. Let us praise those fathers who, despite marital discord, have remained in their children's lives. God of the earth and all its peoples, let your light shine. We offer all our prayers, spoken and unspoken, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who taught us to say together, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory for ever and ever. Amen. We trust that you will have a blessed day. If you find yourself to worship, we may the Lord speak to you and direct you. You'd be welcome to join with us at St Andrew's Sherbrooke at 10:30 a.m. on Sunday mornings, or perhaps online through YouTube and Facebook. If you're having a family celebration, you're honouring your fathers, or you're giving thanks for the memory of those who've gone before us, may you have a blessed day. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, evermore. Amen.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry brought to you each Sunday at this time by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. Our church is located on Queen Street in Lennoxville. We have a strong tradition of service in this area. We continue to work for the advancement of Christ's kingdom. We honor the past and welcome the future by being faithful in the present. I encourage you to worship in a church of your choice, a place where you can grow in your faith and actively serve in the cause of Christ. Our prayer is that each church in our community will be blessed as we are faithful to God. Please consider supporting our broadcast with a financial donation. We rely upon your support. Tax receipts are issued for contributions. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec. The postal code is J1M1Z6. The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. Bye for now. Thanks for listening, and may God's blessing be with each one of us.